us and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Local officials believe there are no survivors after an Air India plane with 242 people on board crashed into a residential neighborhood just after takeoff this morning. CBS's Remy Innocencio from London.
This is in India's western city of Ahmedabad. The flight on its way to the United Kingdom, specifically to London's Gatwick Airport, which also means that this plane was loaded up with fuel.
CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve has seen the footage.
The plane almost looks like it's descending to land. The landing gear is down. That would be indicative, essentially, that this 787 failed to generate enough lift to stay in the air shortly after taking off.
Rescuers say they've found dozens of bodies at the crash site. According to the Aviation Safety Network database, it is the first ever crash of a Boeing 787 Dreamliner. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Senator Baldwin says Wisconsinites will lose health care if the Republican bill passes the Senate. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Senator Baldwin said, quote, "Republicans' plan is simple. Cut benefits for working Americans so that the wealthiest Americans and big corporations can get richer. My phones have been ringing off the hook from Wisconsinites who are terrified their health care coverage is on the chopping block, and now we see just how many of our neighbors are in jeopardy," end quote. The Republicans' plan includes changes to the Medicaid program designed to kick eligible Americans off their health care, with a new report showing an estimated 148,000 Wisconsinites would lose their Medicaid benefits. The Republican plan would also allow the Enhanced Affordable Care Act premium tax credits, which save Americans on average $700 each year on their coverage, to expire, jacking up the cost of coverage and putting insurance out of reach for over 110,000 Wisconsin families. In Wisconsin, over 1.2 million are enrolled in Medicaid. About one in three children in both Wisconsin's rural and metro communities have Medicaid coverage. Over 12 million rural Americans rely on Medicaid for health care.
There's a DOT meeting in Portage County next week to discuss possible changes to US 10. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is holding a public involvement meeting to discuss options for US 10 from Old Highway 18 to County J. This stretch of road starts near the Quick Trip at the intersection of I-39 and Highway 10, along Old Highway 18 to County J near Custer. The meeting is June 18th at Bannock Elementary School in Stevens Point at 5 p.m. They'll have a brief presentation at 5:15 and an open house format following. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Bombs away at minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Packers held minicamp practice. A 70-yard bomb from quarterback Jordan Love to wide receiver Mecole Hardman for a touchdown. Hardman won three Super Bowls with the Chiefs, but struggled while with the Jets. I asked him what he hoped for here in Green Bay.
The new opportunity, you know, I think it's one of those, like, fresh starts. And, you know, the Packers just, you know, welcomed me with, you know, open arms and giving me the opportunity to go out there and showcase my skills. And, you know, it's good enough for me. And I just got to go out there and take advantage of it.
NBA Finals. The Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to go up 2-1 in the best of seven series. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton.
There's going to be ebbs and flows. So seeing where I could be better is important through the first two games and just trying to be better today.
Baseball. Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski makes his major league debut tonight against the Cardinals. His fastball has been clocked at 103 miles per hour. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Some sunshine this morning, more cloud cover a little later this afternoon, and there will be more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires. Our high today, 72. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms with a low of 52. Tomorrow will be cooler with scattered thunderstorms with highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Get ready to experience Milltown Coffee Company, where they'll delight your taste buds with a delicious selection of breakfast and lunch options, a full espresso and coffee menu, and irresistible ice cream. Explore their charming retail and gift area and enjoy their inviting outdoor seating, which is not only dog friendly, but also features freshly baked dog treats, perfect for your furry companions. Join them for exciting special evening events and a vibrant weekly farmers market that brings the community together. Milltown Coffee Company, opening May 2025.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Does President Trump have legal authority to send in troops when the governor doesn't ask for it? Jim Santel will break that down. Also, Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlone. We talk sports with J.R. Radcliffe. Don't miss
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:06. Nice to have you back here up north on this Thursday morning, June 12th. But I'm so confused. I'm so confused about the comment sections today. And I'll explain for Brittany Merlot and Chad Holmes, who join us here in just a sec. We'll also be talking to Sean O'Malley, talking about your money and the markets. We'll talk to Joe Zepecki as well. We have a bittersweet weather anniversary to talk about today, too. First, a reminder that tomorrow we will be visiting with Judge Chris Taylor, a candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court in April of next year. It's quite likely she'll be taking on conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley, who we expect to be running for another 10-year term. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will join us for part of that interview as well. And, of course, we'll have all of our regular Week in Review panelists talking about the headlines of the past week. All that and more coming up, including more from Chad Holmes at 98.9 WXCO and Brittany Merlot's updated forecast for us. But first, gang, what's happening in my comment section? This is so left field from somebody who put on there just out of the yoga is a religion that sprang forth from the corrupt roots of sexual depravity in the 1960s.
Sure.
That's it. That's the post.
Okay.
I'm just so confused. I'm
just like, because you can say it doesn't mean you need to.
Sometimes yes. It's like your indoor voice. Sometimes you use your in-head voice. Just keep it in there because we haven't talked about yoga, religion, or cultural depravity. So not yet anyway, but now I got some ideas.
Oh boy.
All right.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow takes a turn.
Brittany, you go first. Let's talk about the weather system here. That's going to be a bit of a pipeline for rainy weather over the next few days.
I'll tell you what. First, I'm going to start with yoga by the beach.
Amazing. Got to move along.
Moving on. Okay. Well, we hit 90s yesterday. That's some beach weather. Now we're sitting at about 50 to 65 degrees across the state. We've got a lot of clouds out there. Also, rain starting to push in from La Crosse to about the Madison area, scraping there. That is going to continue to lift north. So central area is still looking at chances of rain this afternoon. And then tonight, it will be kind of heavy into northern parts of the state, continuing into tomorrow, too, where we could see an inch or two in portions of northwest Wisconsin. Otherwise, a majority of the state is looking around half an inch to maybe an inch of rain. But this system will continue to drop south as we go through Friday afternoon. So southern areas, again, more scattered showers and storms sparking up. That'll linger till Saturday morning before we finally get a dry day on Saturday. Or I'm sorry, Sunday, but it doesn't last long because Monday and Tuesday, the heat and humidity start to seep back in and more showers and storms start to fire up. So a wet next few days ahead. It is cooler as we go through the rest of this week. The heat and humidity hold off until next week. But again, yes, a lot of rain rolling through starting today.
So we're going to get the rain, but not we're not looking at anything that has severe potential to it.
No, right? Not until next week. Next week, probably.
That's all right, because today, this is the anniversary of the New Richmond tornado. It was on this day in 1899 when an estimated F5 tornado formed in the early evening and tore a 45-mile path of destruction through St. Croix, Polk, and Barron counties, causing 117 deaths. And to this day, it remains the ninth deadliest tornado in U.S. history, as well as the deadliest ever recorded in Wisconsin. Now, admittedly, we don't have nearly the forecasting and warning capabilities that we do now, but I mean, we've certainly seen our share of F5s. We know that tornadoes can go on for miles and miles and miles. So even if you hear a tornado warning in a nearby county, you can't just dismiss it and go, well, that's just them. It won't get to us, Brittany. These things still are, they're not fully predictable, as we well know.
No. And if you think about this, I mean, this is what, over 100 years ago, and the population wasn't nearly where we are now. And, you know, rolling through that town, New Richmond took a direct hit, and they had a circus going on and everybody was in town. But the really amazing part about it is a lot of people decided to stay and rebuild, which really shows a lot about Wisconsin and the communities and how much we love our areas. So that's really cool. And even, you know, it was so long ago, it was considered an F5. Those winds were over 200 miles per hour. So that is still today considered in our enhanced Fujita scale at an EF5. So a very strong, massive, deadly tornado. They usually don't stay on the ground for that many miles, 45 miles. They're usually on the ground for a couple or so. So yes, while we may see a lot of weaker tornadoes more often, these stronger ones are possible. They do happen in our state. Not to mention, we're seeing that tornado alley, the classic tornado alley, shift further north and further east. That means into Wisconsin.
Yeah, all the more reason to be paying attention to your local forecast throughout the day here on your favorite civic media stations. Brittany, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right, let's turn to Chad Holmes now from 98.9 WXCO, who's been busy covering some postseason sports for us. You've been on the road already this week.
Yeah, went off to Augusta on Tuesday. Nice drive, you know, about 90 minutes or so. See the Pat Kreitlow part of the world. And but no, it was fun. And actually now the high school aspect of my season is over. So it's a little sad. I got to count up the game. I'm actually going to do that here in the next day or two to count up how many I did for the 2024-2025 season. Because I really don't know. Some people keep counts of that. I've never done that, but I'm going to try to figure it out.
See, I have to do that because otherwise, I'll get curious. I'll want to go back and wonder about it. So, no, I do. So, let me scroll up to the top of my notes here. Today is morning show number 580.
I admire you that you've been able to keep track of that. Because actually, I thought about this because the other night I was watching the Stanley Cup. And one of the broadcasters, Eddie Olchek, and they said, congratulations, Eddie. This is your 1,000th. National TV broadcast. I thought, man.
But you know, they weren't keeping track. You know, some poor intern had to go back through all the records.
There you go. That's what I need. I need an intern.
That's exactly what you need. Parker?
Full-time, dang it.
Okay. Sorry about that. Here's an interesting story that I saw in both of the Wausau news outlets, the Herald and the Pilot and Review. The remains of an unknown World War I soldier have been exhumed in Wausau for DNA identification. Did not realize that in that area there is a grave that's marked an unknown soldier. And you think, well, how in Wausau? This doesn't make sense. What it was the backstory was this was a soldier who died by suicide in, I think, the 1930s it was, left, and nobody knew who he was. And he didn't leave any word. And so the rest of his family could never be notified. He just said that he was a World War I veteran. And so now through DNA technology, they maybe will be able to find relatives and understand who that is, which I have to say, Chad, I kind of go both ways on the whole notion of the unknown soldier, that's there are simply people who never come home and that person is symbolic of that. On the other hand, you get that sense of closure. So I'm sure a lot of folks in Wausau noticed that and were kind of chatting about it.
Well, and yeah, it's been noticed. And also kind of the big picture thought when I came across that is that during this era where technology is just moving at just the speed of light, speed of sound, whatever you want to say, that there are still aspects that are good, because I hate AI. I hate where it's going. I hate a lot of the technology. I hate the fact that that everybody is so into this technology that is not making humanity better. It's taking away, I think, creativity and opportunities. But in this case, yes, that would be something that, hey, it's wonderful to have the idea of being able to have that sense of closure. And it's, you know, and it's a very, you think back, you know, sometimes you think back to World War One, back to the 19-teens, 20s, and then 30s, where this person committed suicide, and how the world has just changed in ways that are beyond fathom. And I think a lot of the issues are that we're seeing nowadays is because it's almost impossible, I think, for us as human beings to put our arms around the way that things are changing so very quickly. And sometimes I lie in bed and I think way too much about this kind of stuff.
You do. You think about this technology a lot. I have alluded to this story before, and I'm going to do it again because I can't give particulars for obvious reasons here. But we all know that there are all these stories about how these ancestry kits, you know, 23andMe and all these other DNA kits are leading to some interesting revelations, you know, people who weren't really their father and things like that. And I've got a friend who realized, you know, again, he was in his 60s by the time this happened. He, as a baby, was actually switched in the hospital and was raised by the people who weren't his biological parents, as was the other person as well. And again, would never have known that if it were not for today's technology and DNA tests, which, again, cut both ways. It was very shocking, but he also enjoyed, you know, meeting new family in this case. So, again, you have to be very mindful of the impact of all of these things that you're doing out there. But it's nice to know that I'm not the only curmudgeon out there when it comes to these things like AI. And I mean, I'm seeing things on my social media feed that, again, they look like very realistic videos, mm-hmm. and they're not real. And, you know, they do have the potential to inflame. I mean, somebody else said it, not me, but if ever there's a war between like India and Pakistan, it's probably going to be over some kind of an AI video that people took, you know, the wrong way and thought, oh, there's an attack going on and we have to attack back or something like that. So I can't agree with you enough about the precautions that need to go into this stuff.
And I just think generally, I mean, as we go through our journeys of life, that there are so many different ways that we are able to show creativity and show, you know, even our work lives. I mean, are we all going to be just, you know, screwing in for those iPhones? I mean, I fear for that. I fear because, I mean, you know, you could set it up real fast. One thing that in this business, starting in the fall, NBC is returning with the NBA. They have a new contract, TV contract. What they're going to do is, they had this iconic voice that would say, "This is the NBA on NBC." Well, that gentleman has died. But through the miracle of AI, that guy's going to be the voice of the NBA on TNT, on NBC again. And I just think that's wrong on every level.
You're not talking about Marv Albert.
No, but okay. The guy who did the voiceovers.
Oh, you know? The guy who did the voiceover. Because I was going to say, Marv Albert is very much alive. It's his 84th birthday today. So I want to make sure we weren't offing poor Marv.
But you remember the last Olympics, NBC did this highlight package every single day of the Olympics and used the voice of Al Michaels through AI.
But it wasn't Al Michaels, right?
It wasn't Al Michaels.
No.
But I mean, it's like, are we all going to be just basically service folks in the future?
Well, there are people who think, and others are kind of embracing that and saying, well, it's going to happen anyway, so let's you know, do this. Here's the thing. We'll end it on the Trump big bloated boondoggle budget bill, is that when some Republicans found out that contained in that bill is a restriction that states would not be allowed to regulate AI for 10 years, I mean, honestly, Marjorie Taylor Greene and I agree on something. She was the first one out of the gate saying, I'd never voted for this bill if that was in. It's definitely coming out.
Who put that in, though? That's the question.
That's
Who
the thing.
Put we, that in?
Yep. And, you know, what were they getting out of it. So thanks again for joining us for a couple of old men afraid of technology. And now we're going to be calm and move on. Chad Holmes here on 98.9 WXCO, and we will talk to you a little later. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right. Still ahead, Sean O'Malley about your money in the markets, and Joe Zepecki from the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota. Thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello, all. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. I have your host, James, here, and we're welcoming in some great people with us right now. We've first off got our friends from Encourage. Linda Schill is sitting in today for that. Linda, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, James. Good morning.
And we have for NACUSA joining us, Heather Sayers. And well, that feels a little bit of a big title right there on you, Heather. I don't mean to put all that on you, but you do represent the area so darn well. It's fitting.
It's a pleasure being here.
It's good talking with you. I appreciate you guys being here. First off, I want to dive right into the scholarship season and kind of recap that a little bit with you, Linda, if you don't mind.
Right. We are at a full wrap, finally, of our 2025 spring scholarship season. And as most of your listeners are aware, Kim Shields is our donor services manager who wrangles all the cats of our huge scholarship program. We have over 190 scholarship opportunities for graduating seniors and continuing ed students in the Southwick County area. Kim is enjoying a well-deserved vacation this week, so I am stepping in to really just give you a real quick recap of the scholarship season this year, but also just to tell her, if she's listening or watching this podcast, a job well done. Mm-hmm. She does an amazing job with our donors and with the students, too.
Yeah, we second that.
Great opportunities for these kids. So, so this year, as I mentioned, we have over 190 scholarship funds that we manage at the Community Foundation at Encourage. So from those funds, we awarded 200 scholarships. Mm-hmm. And those totaled $234,000this spring. So that's really incredible number. The minimum award is $500, so that can go a long way for a student that's going to onto a technical college or a four-year school. Mm-hmm. And then the maximum award would be $6,500. So that absolutely can provide a lot for a student. The average award was over $1,000 this year. So as those funds are continuing to build under the investment and management of Encourage Community Foundation, we are able to see those awards that were traditionally more in the $250 range. They've now grown to $500, and some of those funds are averaging over $1,000 a year that we're able to award. So that's pretty special.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing right there. Really impressive and incredible, and a big shout out to everybody involved with it too. Mm-hmm. Cause there's a lot of pride that can be taken in that. And it's one of the best investments we'll ever make. It's helping out the future. It's helping out the youth. I double checked before the interview. The youth is still the future. I have to double check it. It's still true. So
that's great.
That's wonderful to hear. Thank you for that, Linda. Really great news.
You bet.
I also wanted to, if you don't mind, were you done with the scholarship?
Yes.
Okay. Because I, if you couldn't tell, I got really excited.
Jump in.
The Team Rapids, the celebration of the future, while also wishing a local legend around here, and wishing them well. And for at our sports show, and we've talked about this quite a bit, Coach Biola is going to be leaving the position, while we're going to have somebody new, and Coach Krenz is going to be coming in, and that's part of what Team Rapids, the celebrating the future, is about.
Right, exactly. So Team Rapids is actually a fund that we manage at Encourage Community Foundation. It was the idea brought forward by Gus Mancuso, Jay Bemke, and Luke Weiland. And we were very happy to work with that group each one of them has a longstanding tradition with WRPS and with not only the football team at Lincoln High School, but with all athletics and clubs activities with the school system. So it was their idea that they brought forth to establish an endowment fund that's dedicated to enhancing not just athletic, but educational and personal development opportunities of high school and middle school students in the entire Wisconsin Rapids public school system. Mm-hmm. So as much as academics are a huge piece of what our young people, you know, should be focusing on, we all know the well-rounded aspect of that is involvement in athletics, clubs, and other school-related activities. Mm-hmm. So the Team Rapids Fund first stemmed as more so a focus on helping the football team, but they quickly realized that for our local students, many of them are experiencing barriers to even participating in athletics or clubs and activities after school. So they've since expanded the scope of that fund, Team Rapids is what it's called, to help kids have access to these opportunities, you know, whether it's transportation, whether it's, you know, funding to pay for equipment, uniforms, things like that, whatever it may be. But really, it's their focus to the personal development aspect, accountability, teamwork, leadership, work ethic, perseverance, to help shape better tomorrow for our local youth. Mm-hmm. So one of the aspects of creating awareness for the Team Rapids Fund is hosting this event, which is honoring the contributions of Coach Biola and welcoming in Coach Krenz to a new era of Rapids football. But it's also an awareness event for Team Rapids, because donations to the Team Rapids Fund that's managed by Encourage are then able to be redistributed back to the community to help youth have access to these different opportunities. So that event is held at the Ridges. It's on June 25th. It's free admission. Mm-hmm. So you can reach out to us at Encourage. We can get you connected with the event coordinators and help you find out more details about
See
that.
Some familiar names that are going to be a part of this as well as presenters. That is pretty exciting. That's pretty fun.
Absolutely. So Tom Burgesson is a 3-star general and central command leader, was with the program in 1980. Mark Kromenacher, head football coach of Little Chute High School, was with Lincoln's program in 2005. And then Vince Beagle, which is, of course, a very recognizable name in our community. Went to the University of Wisconsin and then went on to play in the NFL. So he was with the Rapids program in 2011. So kind of a all-star studded
event.
In addition to, you know, honoring the contributions of the former coach and welcoming the new coach. So, and even if you're not a huge football fan, I think just to go and listen to the remarks of some of these speakers, and I think it will really help generate a lot of community spirit around this team.
Absolutely.
Rapids Fund.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Lakes can have very high levels of bacteria, E. coli, and algae blooms that you do not want to swim in. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains where it comes from and how it can make you sick.
The Mayo Clinic says it's a bacteria that usually lives in animals' intestines. And this nasty bug gets into our water after recent rain drains urban sewer water and rural agricultural runoff into our lakes and streams. It's a major problem in Wisconsin, as fertilizer seeps into our water system from farm fields, alongside tons of manure getting washed into our recreational waters, causing major algae blooms to spark. It's called cyanobacteria, or what we call blue-green algae in our freshwater systems. It's the outbreak of smelly and slimy microorganisms that can kill fish and block sunlight from deeper water organisms. And for us humans, it causes nausea, vomiting, and may progress to more serious, long-term health issues like liver failure or cancer. And it can happen for people swimming in it, eating fish from it, or drinking the infected water. So the DNR and other agencies have to monitor hundreds of lakes and beaches for unhealthy levels. And there's actually an interactive map on their website that you can check out ahead of time. Or if you're already there, signs should be posted at those beaches. Higher temperatures and increased sunlight in summer months encourage and increase these algae blooms, and so does standing water. Remember, if the water looks or smells bad, stay out of it and keep kids and pets and livestock away. And follow advice from officials if the harmful algae is in your water. Fountains have been used to fight this in local ponds, and people in the community are using rain barrels to help reduce runoff. Also, using phosphorus-free fertilizers will help.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Waba. Summer blockbuster season rolls on this weekend with some great options if you are headed to the theater. The highly anticipated live-action version of How to Train Your Dragon opens this weekend and has a very solid 82% on Rotten Tomatoes when it comes to critics. This is the fourth installment of the franchise, but the previous films have all been animated. Materialists is the latest material from Studio A24. The rom-com stars Pedro Pascal as a New York City matchmaker caught in a love triangle. The film is drawing an 87% on Rotten Tomatoes. Science fiction drama The Life of Chuck opens wide this weekend. The film is reviewing well and based on a short story by Stephen King. And if you're in the mood for a Western, check out The Unholy Trinity. The film stars Samuel Jackson and Pierce Brosnan, but has not been reviewed yet. My assumption would be lots of good gunfights, decent acting, cheesy dialogue, and a pretty bad story, as it has not been made available to critics yet. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Some sunshine this morning, more cloud cover a little later this afternoon, and there will be more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires. Our high today, 72. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms with a low of 52. Tomorrow will be cooler with scattered thunderstorms with highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome beauty queen and security expert Jenna Watkins, and then we grill pizza in the studio with Papa John's owner Danny Bim. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hey, don't forget, Up North News is part of Courier Newsroom, a pro-democracy news network. You can find what we do over at couriernewsroom.com. And if you head over there, you'll see all kinds of newsletters and podcasts. One of the newsletters by Melissa Ryan is called Control-Alt-Right-Delete. It's a weekly newsletter devoted to covering the rise of far-right extremism, white nationalism, disinformation, and online toxicity. And then there's also How Is This Better?, a new Courier production podcast video from Akilah Hughes, covering everything from politics to entertainment to tech and late-stage capitalism. There is a new episode now on Mark Zuckerberg and how he once wanted to talk about making the world more open and connected, but is now doing all kinds of things that do anything but. How Is This Better?, a Courier podcast from Akilah Hughes. You can find over at Courier Newsroom. Let's continue our conversation now with Sean O'Malley. Now that the markets have opened for the day, Sean, we know we've talked earlier about some of the market volatility, shall we say. You had a consumer price index reading that came out recently. So, Sean, what can you tell us about the latest on the CPI and also on non-farm payroll, the jobs picture?
Yeah, that's a good introduction, Pat. Thanks. So we had the non-farm payroll number announced last Friday. It's always announced the first Friday of every month. So for May, the jobs number came out at 138,000 jobs. Typically between 100 and 150,000 is considered sort of treading water. So no big changes. It's not great. It's okay. Unemployment remains steady at 4.2%, according to those numbers. And then yesterday, we had the announcement of the CPI, the Consumer Price Index. And that the expectations were for it to go up about 0.3%. However, it only went up 0.1%. And ironically, one of the things they mentioned specifically is that due to lower fuel costs, that was one of the dampening effects of that relatively moderate CPI number. Now you've got inflation tracking at about 2.4%. So fairly, modest numbers across the board, nothing that's earth shattering. The low inflation number did help yesterday's 10-year Treasury note auction go fairly well. So we're seeing bond yields start to level off and kind of stop with as much volatility as we have seen in the recent past.
All right. Always appreciate the update on how our money is affected by the markets and the news that comes out of Washington, D.C. and elsewhere. Sean O'Malley, good to catch up as always. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Pat.
All right. Thank you. Let's see. It's 8:38 right now. Again, a reminder, Brewer baseball against the Cardinals. 6:05 is the pregame on several Civic Media radio stations. And that would include tonight the major league debut for the Brewers of minor league pitching phenom right-hander Jacob Mizorowski. A lot has been said about that. So let's bring in Brewers pitching phenom expert Joe Zepecki with more about that. Joe, is this Miz kid? Is this the beginning of a World Series run for the Brewers? The way people, they're talking about him the way they talked about Garrett Mitchell, who played like half a game before he was injured for a year.
Hey,
Well,
hey,
well,
you be nice to Garrett Mitchell. I would buy a ticket to the stadium just to watch that kid run. He's like a deer in a field.
I said the same thing. With his first couple of games, he had some home runs. He had some great defensive work. I said, this is the future, boys and girls. And then he was out. So I'm trying to cushion against getting my optimism too high on Jacob Mizorowski.
I want to hear you say Mizorowski five times fast.
Mizorowski. A good Polish boy knows his names. I can do this all day long.
And that reminds me, by the way, yes, we're going to talk about this weekend, but I got to talk about something I'm not going to be able to do this weekend because I'm going to miss it, and I'm sad about it. It's Polish Fest weekend. So if you are anywhere near the Summerfest grounds in the Milwaukee area, please go to Polish Fest. Please enjoy some Polish culture. Please enjoy some Polish cuisine. Please stop and visit my dear old dad and my family, who will be volunteering in the official merchandise tent. It's that hard structure that's now by the Miller Oasis. And if you don't want to go to look at souvenirs, you can go in there and do the vodka tasting. At least you have the last couple of years. So, split family. Some of us will be in Wisconsin Dells. Some of us will be in Milwaukee at Polish Fest. At
Polish Fest, that is outstanding. I would, I wish I were down there for that. I've got other commitments that won't let me go to the convention either. That'll be going on this weekend. As you know, your lovely bride got to go first yesterday. You get to go second in reacting to the column from our friend Dan Schaefer saying, love you, Governor Evers, but you shouldn't run for a third term. And he spelled out all the reasons why. And you might not know this about Melissa Baldoff, but she did not hold back yesterday. maybe you've noticed that trait in her. I'm not sure.
Boy, you are walking me into a minefield between the hottest take we've heard on the race for governor and the personality of my darling wife, who I love very much.
You can jump right into the box with me that simply points around my arm, gestures widely, and says, look at all this. How's this for conversation? You know, because, I mean, it is. It's going to come up a lot this weekend, I'm sure, like it or not.
I actually disagree. I don't think it's going to come up much. I think this is a conversation largely happening inside Dan's head. And if Dan had a candidate in mind, or if Dan wanted to run for governor, I would take every other word of that column much more seriously. The reality is that Tony Evers is a really good governor who has earned the space to make his own decision. And there is no call for him to step aside. There is a lot of support for Tony Evers. He is the most popular politician in Wisconsin with good reason. And I just think this is all kind of silly. I love Dan. He does a really nice job. I don't think this was necessary. I don't think this was called for. I noted with interest. It's not like he quoted anybody in that story or in that column. It's not like he doesn't have the ability as a working journalist to get people to even say stuff, you know, without attribution. But nobody was willing to do that. He wasn't able to find that when he went and did, you know, had his conversations about that. So I genuinely think this is much ado about nothing.
Okay. So we'll see what all chatter comes up over the weekend, in which you are running for state party chair along with two other candidates. Can I ask you about the process of this? It's going to be an instant runoff type of election that a lot of political reform advocates are saying would be the way to ensure that in every election, the winner at least eventually gets majority support. Because in this case, you're going to have three candidates. Whoever comes in third will be eliminated, and then they'll take all of those ballots for that person. And whoever was their second choice, they'll get the votes. And that means one of the candidates will end up getting a majority. We've talked about that a lot for, you know, typical elections, but not for an internal state party election. Let me put it up to you as vaguely as humanly possible. It sounds very intriguing.
I think so too. So one of the things that party apparatuses can do is model stuff within their organizations that could work in public policy. One of the biggest problems in our politics is that so many elected representatives can only lose in primaries. I think we need to look seriously in the course of the next generation. I don't think this is coming anytime soon, at how to reform our elections to make them more little d democratic. And one reform that we are seeing begin to grow in states like Alaska, in Maine, is a move towards this type of instant runoff or ranked choice voting. We also see other states like California and Louisiana, where they do what's called the jungle primary, and everybody runs together, and the top two candidates, regardless of party, face off in a general election. Given the threats to our democracy, it is okay to take a step back and look at how our democracy functions and whether there are ways to improve it. It may well turn out that ranked choice voting is one of the ways in which we can do that. The New York city elections is another place where they do this type of ranked choice voting. So I'm open to it. I'm intrigued by it as well. And I do think one of the impacts of it, at least from where I sit, is that it has led to a much more positive campaign. Now, I can't speak to what my competitors, and they are my competitors. They're not my opponents. They're my competitors. I don't know how they're talking about it, but I have found that it's really helpful as a candidate for state chair to, if somebody says like, hey, Joe, you know, love you, but I really want to go with one of the other candidates, that my reaction in response then doesn't have to be to tear down those other candidates. And it hasn't been. The response has been, well, I would love to be considered for your second choice, because that may well come into play. And so I think there's lots of good here. I think you explained it fairly well. I think there's going to be some questions about it. And the state party is going to do a lot of education, particularly on Saturday, around how this is going to work. But I think it's really interesting.
I think so, too, because it will demonstrate the candidates who have the broader base of support. And Alaska provided the best example. And I don't have the exact numbers in front of me. But essentially, if there hadn't been instant runoff voting or ranked choice voting, Sarah Palin would have won an election for a congressional seat with something like 33% of the vote. And instead, by the time you got through all of the rounds of balloting with the multiple candidates, she did not take that congressional seat with 33% of the vote because she did not have broad support. She had solid support, but only from a small amount. Enough other people said, well, if this one isn't my, if my first choice doesn't, you know, get it, then this person's going to be my second. This one's going to be my third. Sarah Palin might be their third or fourth choice. And so I too am not saying it's perfect, but in this particular instance, you do see who are the people that can have a broader base as their first or second choice, as opposed to, it's, you know, it's my guy or nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's look at the battle over the Trump big bloated budget boondoggle, only because of this. Tom Tiffany put out a video this week, and other Republicans, they keep saying they're fact checking that Medicaid isn't being cut in this budget. Joe, could it be that they're right and everyone else is wrong? Or is it that folks are figuring this out and getting a little riled up about the Medicaid cuts in this budget bill?
They are not telling the truth. More than 10 million people would lose health care in this country if this abomination passes. You know what that would do? Raise everyone else's health care costs. This is madness. It is not needed for any reason. But the fact that the reason they are doing it is so Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos and all these betas who are groveling all over themselves for the favor of King Donald. I don't even like those guys, and I'm embarrassed for them. But the idea that to give them a tax cut, we are going to kick 10 million people off of healthcare, raising costs on tens of millions of other Americans, is insanity. Of course this is unpopular. Of course Donald Trump's approval rating is dropping like a stone.
It makes, of course it is, and we'll continue talking about that as well. A local update is next for some of you. Others will stick around here for a few final notes and some news. Tomorrow, we'll have Chris Taylor, a judge and candidate for state Supreme Court, Dr. Kristen Lierley. We'll have our Week in Review panel. We'll talk to Mike Clemens with a little bit of sports as well. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletters, upnorthnewswi.com. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
as Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win!
During your working years, you know where your income is coming from. But once you retire, you'll have to know how much you can expect from different income sources and how to manage this income to help support a retirement that could last 2 or 3 decades. Your IRA and 401k will be key income sources. How much should you withdraw from these accounts each year? You'll want to pick a withdrawal rate based on various factors such as your age, health, and other sources of income. Next, consider Social Security. You can start collecting benefits at age 62, but your payments will be much bigger if you wait until your full retirement age, between 66 and 67. By learning how to maximize your income sources, you can help yourself achieve a comfortable and more rewarding retirement.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
To everyone who believes big flavor makes life better, we've got something special waiting for you at Culver's.
The Colby Jack Pub Burger is back with a crave-worthy combo of fresh beef, Wisconsin Colby Jack cheese, crispy onions, and zesty A1 pepper mayo, all stacked on an everything bun. Trust us, you don't want to miss this.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Get ready to experience Milltown Coffee Company, where they'll delight your taste buds with a delicious selection of breakfast and lunch options, a full espresso and coffee menu, and irresistible ice cream. Explore their charming retail and gift area, and enjoy their inviting outdoor seating, which is not only dog-friendly, but also features freshly baked dog treats, perfect for your furry companions. Join them for exciting special evening events and a vibrant weekly farmers market that brings the community together. Milltown Coffee Company, opening May 2025.
This fall, build your perfect Wisconsin football game day with a mini pack. Pick any 3 games, including Big Ten matchups like Washington, Iowa, and Ohio State, and save while cheering on the Badgers. Big matchups, big moments, and it's all on your schedule. Football mini packs are available now. Create your custom game day experience today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. First touchdown to the 5th quarter. There's always something to enjoy. Football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Heather, I have a couple things for you, but before I dive into them, I have to embarrass you for a second. I'm sorry, but I have to do this because I didn't get to do it after the play. I got to see Heather in the most recent Noises Off. Heather, you blew me away. I thought that role, like you, I'm sure, means a lot.
It truly did. It was by far one of my favorite roles to ever play.
You knew the movie, knew the play, you know. I thought so.
When I was in high school, I told my mom the only person I ever want to play is Mrs. Clackett. And I got to do that. So thank you to Melissa Kay and the other directors that gave me that opportunity.
People I would never try to speak for, like Carol Burnett, one of my favorite people, and I'm sure one of yours.
Oh, yes, 100%. I love her.
No doubt you would have made her proud. Yeah. It would definitely make her proud.
It was the best. It was really much fun.
Nice work by you and the team. It was really fun. Thank you so much for a great event. It was a lot of fun to watch.
Fun.
I know we got work to do. We'll go ahead and dive into that. I always haven't talked in a while.
I know.
But I do want to recap some of the events that have been going on in Nacoosa and catch up with our friends in Nacoosa. There you had Midwest Fest. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay. Well, For Nacoosa is a nonprofit organization that is basically a few of us got together 2 years ago, as in fact, decided we needed to do some community events in Nacoosa because there was some stuff that was lacking in our community and we wanted to keep things local. So we, for Nakusa, took over Nakusa Hometown Christmas, which the Chamber of Commerce previously ran, and also Nakusa Easter. And then Walleye Days, which is a very prominent nonprofit in Nakusa that's been around for, oh my gosh, 50 years, I would say, reached out to us and asked if we would help them. So with those three going on, we're like, hey, why not add one more? Because, you know, we have all this time. Right. We have wonderful committee members. So we decided we wanted to do something. Actually, we kind of based it off what Encourage used to do with the community picnic, but we knew that we couldn't go to that extent because we were brand new. So we decided we would do the Midwest Fest, which is a free fun activity evening starting at 3 o'clock on June 21st down at Riverside Park in Nakusa, going until 9. Thank you to Encourage because we have the opportunity to have bouncy houses, which is something that we really wanted to do for our young kids, you know, something fun. And because of the generous donation from them, we were able to get 5 of them.
Oh, wow.
So awesome. Last year we had 1. So now we have 5, and it's going from all ages, from the littles up until, you know, mid-teens for the bouncy houses. And thank you to the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We're having walking, talking characters. So some of their kids are going to dress up with superheroes and princesses and come down and walk amongst the crowd. And so we're excited about that. We're trying to, like, get all this involvement. We want to keep it as local as much as possible. Mm-hmm. So we have Ben Shattuck and his wife, Katie, the Heartstrings, are coming to play live music from 6 until 9. And then we have the Jared Hubbard Band music. They are from 3 until 6. And then we also have our food trucks. So we've got about 6 different food trucks that are coming. So that's the only thing you'll have to purchase is your food. We're not giving that away for free. But we do have Mash Masters. I'm not sure if anybody's interested and knows what Mash Masters is.
I've heard a little bit about
them. They're a local brewing organization. Oh, yeah. They're a bunch of guys that get together and brew. And so they reached out to us and asked if they could come down, have a little bit of a tent, table kind of thing, and just give away samples. Awesome. So we're like, heck yeah, come on down. You know, we do have a beer garden that we're doing. So they're going to come down and do a little bit of samplings and get more people interested in them as well. And then we also have some really cool, exciting games that we've got going on. We've got a mini golf putting game. We have batting cages. We have axe throwing. And cornhole games, of course. And then we did have the VR Edge from over by State City. Yeah. They reached out to us and asked if they could have their mobile there. So we've got something for the littles and we got something for the older people. Yeah. We've got beer, we got soda, we got food, we got live music. It's going to be a great night. It's just going to be, and it's free. Everything is free. We want to make sure that everybody knows there's nothing you have to pay for except for food and beverages.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have shuttle rides too, in case for like Country Sports has donated a couple UTV ATVs.
Oh, cool.
For people that can't walk. Down to the park from where they park. So we've got that available too for, you know, for rides. That way if people can't make it, they can still come in and join us.
I wanted to compliment right away how it feels like you guys have covered all bases here, whether it's, you know, age range of kids or parents or anything like that. There really is something for everybody and all that. You also covered all the bases in my questions. I had like 3 or 4 questions. You knocked them all out. You're too good at
this, Heather. James, I'm just really excited about this. I don't know if you can tell. I'm just like, it's not very often we get to offer something free. Yeah. You know, there's no cover charge. There's no, you don't have to pay to get in. You come, you go, you come back, you go, you know, whatever you want from 3 to 9, it's all yours.
Well, you mentioned the organization and the purpose of it, some of the history of it and everything, and the amount of, you know, events that you guys have a year, and the idea of adding one on. And it was a great line. It was funny, but it was also, and I'm sure I'm not the only person that immediately picked up on, oh, they really love this. They really care about this area. Like, you don't add on to work and do things like this for nothing. You're doing it because you got to care for this, absolutely. A passion for this. And that we appreciate that. We appreciate that in this area.
We're just so truly blessed with the amazing committee and volunteers that we have. We started out with 3. We're at 9 committee members. We have volunteers that come in just to help serve food or organize the games and things like that. I mean, Nakusa's so heavily, and our businesses, I mean, you can't even say enough about the businesses that sponsor. Mm-hmm. I mean, Domtar, Urco, Goodfellas, Swiftwater, The Spot, Jacoby's. I mean, you name it, everybody in Nakusa has helped make this happen. And we can't do it without them. not. We can't. I mean, it would not be happening.
It's a really strong point to make, too, I think, Heather, because the businesses she just mentioned, that's almost all the businesses in Nacoosa that are, and I say that with love. I say that with respect and everything, that's how much everybody believes in these events. Yes. You're getting literally everybody involved.
It brings people back to our community. Yeah. You know, I mean, outside of Pumpkin Fest, this is what we have.
Right.
You know, and this is all year long. It's not just 1 month. You know, it's not just October. This is throughout the entire year, we get to bring something back to our town.
Do you have any other plans for any events or anything else coming up this month? I can imagine you guys already have your plates full, but I wanted to be able to touch on anything.
The thing that you asked that, James, is we had a circus reach out to us, and it's the Culpeper Merriweather Circus. I'm not very familiar with them, but we decided that we were going to bite, and we're going to have them come to Nacoosa August 16th.
Wow.
So we're getting some more of that information together, but it's been a long time since we've had a circus in town.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. The police chief in the northwestern Indian city of Ahmedabad says rescuers have recovered 204 bodies so far after an Air India flight bound for London crashed just after takeoff. There were 242 passengers and crew members on board. Police say there were victims on the ground as well. Jaiswal Randhir with the Indian Ministry of External Affairs.
We extend our deepest condolences to all those who have lost their loved ones.
A portion of the plane's tail landed on what CBS News has determined is part of a hospital. The BBC's Samira Hussein.
Video on social media appears to show the moment the plane went down in a residential area near the airport, hitting an accommodation block for doctors. Black smoke billows into the sky from the site of the crash, while emergency crews try to douse the flames.
Data shows it is the first crash involving a Boeing 787 Dreamliner. CBS News Special Report.